Okay. Hi, Tristan. I just wanted to interview you on a few topics today about your life. So can you first just tell me about your family?
Sure. In my family, there is my mom and my dad and my older brother and myself. Or if you want to include my dog, there's that too.
Awesome. What is your family life? Like, what do you guys like? What are you guys into?
We love to travel. Traveling is a big thing in my family. We have a variety of different things that we do together, and we have a lot of the same interests, I'd say. We're also really different because, like, I'd say my brother and my mom are really similar, and me and my dad are really similar, so it sort of, like, creates a balance.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that. And, like, what are some things that are really important to your family, like, from values or just, like, traditions?
I actually don't think my family is very traditional. Like, I think we like to do a lot of new things every year. I mean, like, we celebrate traditional holidays and things like that, but I don't think we have very many set traditions, which makes us much more, like, I don't know, unique.
Yeah, I get it. Let's see. What are your most important relationships within your family? Like, you said you're really close with your dad. Like, is that, like, one of the main important relationships within your family? Or do you have, like, other relationships with, like, distant family as well?
I'd say with my brother, like, we weren't as close when we went to different schools because I was in middle school and he was in high school. But now that we're both in high school and we actually see each other more, I think that we're much closer. And I think that's really important because, like, since we live together and we go to school together, it's important to have that relationship. And as for my parents, my dad and I, they are, like I said, we're really similar, so we don't, like, argue as much on things. But, like, because my mom and I are a little bit more different, it allows me to, like, be more open to different ideas and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's super cool. You already said that your family is, like, unique in things, but do you have any, like, does your family, like, have any, like, important values that they really, like, live through and that are really important to them?
I'd say a big one is to be open-minded. Open-minded and also, like, welcome to everybody in all cultures.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, we're going to go on to, where are you from? Like, can you tell me, like, the general area from where you're from?
I live in Redwood City. I've always lived in Redwood City. I actually never moved before. My family has moved, like, before I was born, but I've always lived here. And so it's a little bit fun to know, like, they all had life before me. They all lived somewhere else before I came. Like, I've always lived here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my dad's from the East Coast, my mom's from the West Coast. So, you know, we have a little bit of both cultures, I guess.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's see. What is Redwood City like? Like, what is your home like? What kind of people are around there?
It's a very friendly place. I mean, like, it's sort of busy roads, so I don't really, like, know my neighbors very well.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just, like, go across the street, you have to be very careful. I don't really know. But we know people that aren't exactly, like, right across the street from us, but we're friendly with everybody, and it's a good environment. Yeah.
And do you like the place you live in now? Like, would you ever want to live there in the future, or do you think you'd want to go live somewhere else?
People have asked me, like, oh, would you want to go to the East Coast for college? Like,
yeah.
Change things up. And honestly, I don't really know.
I know, like, California is so great. It's kind of hard to want to leave.
Yeah, but, like, also, I feel like the place doesn't really matter as much to me. It's, like, the quality of where I am. I don't really know. But I feel like it would be fun to move someday, sometime soon, just because I've been here for so long.
Yeah, and you can always come back, too.
True.
Okay, let's see. What important events have happened in the world during your lifetime that have, like, affected you the most?
Well, my cousin was in the Boston Marathon, and he wasn't injured, but he was there, so that took a big toll on my family, I would say, because, like, I don't know, we're all really worried. Another big thing is like the introduction of like, technology. Like, you know, it's increased a lot in the past years, especially like with the iPhone and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so like my generation especially is really involved with all of that, and I think that's affected the way that we see the world, are educated, just like everything. So yeah,
I totally agree. Are you glad that you're living in like the time of history that we're in, like the 21st century, and like what are some pros and cons to living where we are now in history?
I think it's kind of cool to live at the beginning of a century. That's one thing, just because numbers. But I also think it would have been nice to live in a time when there wasn't any technology and everyone was just like face to face. Everything was more simple. Like then again, there was racism and sexism and all this isms during that time. So I'm really like grateful that I live in a time where there isn't as much of that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it would be nicer to live in a time where everything was, you know, simpler, without technology. People actually talked more, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And what is like one really important thing that has happened to you like during your personal life?
One really important thing like that's affected me a lot.
Yeah, that just happened like in your life that has kind of had like a toll on you.
I think that like whenever someone dies in a family, it has a big toll on like everybody, because like even if you don't see like your extended family a lot, when someone dies, like everyone comes together and everyone's just like, you know, sad together.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've had like two or three grandparents, you know, pass in my lifetime, and that's always like a big effect on my life, because it brings the whole family together and we all mourn for the person. Like, I don't know, it could affect your whole year.
Yeah, I agree.
Your whole lifetime. Yeah.
And last question, what do you think people in the future will think about this time in history? In other words, what will history remember about this period in time?
Okay, like I said before, the technology, I think that's huge. I definitely think that'll be in history books. Maybe something about our, you know, this whole pandemic, this little thing going on.
Yeah.
That would be big. Maybe like our current presidential candidate might make an appearance somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on right now that will have quite a big part of our history. It's kind of crazy. Well, thank you for your time and letting me interview you and get to know you. I appreciate
it.
Done.